Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Church 2060 podcast. I'm Mike Brewer. Thank you for listening today. We have another episode in the series marked Urgent. Generally, what I do in this podcast is I talk about the future. I talk about looking back when church leaders are done with ministry and they look back and they see what's happened and what happened under their watch and how they feel about how the church was left after they finished and whether or not it was in better shape than when they started. But coming out of this pandemic, I felt like there were a lot of pastors all asking the same questions, and I hear it over and over again, like, what do we do now? This isn't what I signed up for. I don't know what to do about the future. Things have changed too much. How do we move forward? Will we ever get back to normal? Whether that's the right question or not, that's what people are asking. And I thought there's definitely some things that we need to talk about that are urgent in this moment that definitely matter, that need to be addressed. And I don't see a lot of churches addressing it. Mostly what I see is people just trying to get things back to the way they used to be. We've talked about money, we've talked about the dishonesty and death of church planting, and today I want to go another direction again, and I want to talk about the need to pay attention to Asia. And when I say pay attention to Asia, I'm referring to the church in Asia and how much we desperately need to pay attention to what they're doing. Now, I know you might be thinking, why would we talk about the church in Asia? It's a different context, it's a different place. They don't have the same struggles we do. And you're right, it is a different context. But there are things that they're doing that we definitely need to pay attention to. And I get the argument all the time, well, Mike, their church is different. They've never heard of Jesus. They don't know Jesus over there. And I have a real problem with that statement, because if they didn't know who Jesus was, if they'd never heard of Jesus, then people wouldn't be getting killed for believing in him. People wouldn't be getting killed if they got caught with scripture or worshiping him. Well, that's the way I see it anyway. While they're the fastest growing church in the world, the West tends to be the church with the most decline. So let's talk a little bit about the church in Asia, okay? It is an underground church. It is illegal to be a believer there, punishable by death. So the churches are very hidden. They don't do big buildings, and they don't do big building campaigns or report their attendance numbers to anybody. What they do is make disciples quietly. Now, in America, we aren't good at giving credit to churches that don't look like ours. That's just it. We have our own way, and we don't really do well with other ways. The church in Asia definitely does not put on a show on Sunday mornings. They gather in small numbers, in secret, without fanfare, without posting how great they did on social media. They just do it. And by the way, yes, they've heard of Jesus. They know more than we think they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be imprisoned and killed for it. There's one really big thing that they understand. And I'm going to read a piece of scripture that you already know, but I want to read it because this is important. They understand that discipleship is the Great Commission, not church planting, not starting a church, not the Sunday morning gathering that we promoted on Facebook all week long, and especially not the Western version of any of those things. So I'm going to read Matthew 28, verse 18 to 22 real quick. It says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus gave us the Great Commission. Okay? He didn't say, sit and wait. In other words, build a building and expect everybody to come to you, right? He didn't say, sit and wait. He said, go and make. They understood that discipleship is the Great Commission, not starting a church. I understand there are some churches that are making disciples. but there are far more churches that are concerned about their budgets and the number of seats that get filled on a weekly basis. I want to read another piece of scripture. And this is from Mark chapter 7. This is just verse 13. But this is Jesus. And he had this to say. But you say it is all right for people to say to their parents, sorry, I can't help you. For I have vowed to give God what I would have given to you. In this way, you let them disregard their needy parents. And so you can cancel the word of God in order to hand down your own tradition. And this is only one example among many others. Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and hear. All of you listen, he said, and try to understand. It is not what goes into your body that defiles you. You are defiled by what comes from your heart. Now, what Jesus is saying here is that when we take our own traditions and try to justify our actions with them, we're canceling the Word of God. Now, I understand it's impossible to cancel the Word of God, but in our own hearts and our own minds and our own work and ministry, when we do that, when we put our own traditions and forms ahead of Scripture, we're canceling the Scripture. In this case, he used the case of not taking care of your parents because you should give your tithe first, and using that excuse for not taking care of your family. And then he went on to say that there are many other examples such as this. And when I look at the church in the West, I see that example come to life. You see, if we keep worrying about all these things before we worry about discipleship, we're canceling the Word of God in favor of our own tradition. Hear me. If we keep having a Sunday gathering without ever going and making disciples, we're putting our own tradition over the Word of God. If we keep taking over 90% of our funds to take care of the business of church and not take care of the poor and poor in spirit, we're making our own traditions more important than the Word of God. If we keep making our social media presence more important than making disciples, then we're canceling the Word of God. Look, we get a social media presence, we gather a launch team, we start an organization, we start paying the pastor, we start paying for our space to meet in, we try to hit critical mass, and it goes on and on and on and on. And our own tradition keeps taking precedent before obedience, canceling Scripture. If there's one thing that the church in Asia has figured out, that's nonsense. Making disciples comes before all of those things. And in the church in America, we've got that backwards, and we've got it upside down, and we have to take time and we have to fix it, because, listen, it's always been urgent that we fix that. It's even more so now, coming out of a pandemic, when we're wondering what has happened to people who used to come to church, what happened to the Jesus followers, what happened to the people that we thought were the devoted followers of Jesus. Where are they? There's a whole other podcast just on that statement right there. Now, I want to give you a few quotes from church leaders in Asia. Okay. First, this is a leader talking about the difference between disciples and converts. He said, what persecution did was destroy the church that were not disciples and destroy the church that were about converts. All these church planters found out that converts run away from persecution, but disciples would die for the Lord in persecution. Disciples forsake the world and cling to Jesus. Converts don't. Disciples are not engaged in a culture war. Converts are. Disciples cherish, obey, and share the Word of God. Converts don't. Disciples choose Jesus over anything and everything else. Converts don't. Converts run when the fire comes. Disciples don't. Now, first thing. When he says persecution here, He's talking about real, actual persecution, okay? Talking about being thrown in jail and being killed for what you believe in, not having someone threaten to take away your tax-exempt status, okay? Real persecution. And second, he's spelling out the difference between converts and disciples. In our context, that's the difference between starting a church, having a church service, and making disciples. That's the difference in our context. The next quote I want to read to you. This is from a woman who's a leader in the church. And I know I probably shouldn't read it because it's a woman who's a leader in the church. But stop it. Listen, she says, "We know that if they get us, the first thing that they will do is rape us and then they will kill us. This is a decision we have made that we want to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Because I've thought this, when I wake up and when I leave that door, I might not come back." This is serious to them. Some of these guys have come over to the United States and realized that they had to go back. They said what they've seen over here in the United States, they would describe as a spiritual sleepiness. Look, they take this seriously over there. This isn't the fun activity that happens on the weekends. Remember the 12 disciples Jesus had? Well, we'll say 11, because one didn't pan out really well. Almost all of them were killed because of their devotion to Jesus. Guys, we have to pay attention to the church in Asia because they are getting what we are missing. They are the largest growing church in the world, and they don't use social media. They don't promote their Sunday service to anyone and everyone. They don't try to hit critical mass before they start a discipleship program. And hopefully you can hear the air quotes when I say the word program. They don't pay their pastors or live and die by their budgets. They don't put the brand before the gospel. They have simply found a way to bring people to Jesus. Help those people become fully devoted followers of Jesus and then gather in homes to hear the word and worship and celebrate together. Guys, they're obviously getting this right. They're keeping the main thing the main thing. And they're making sure they show it. You can measure their success and their obedience to Scripture because they don't have anything else in front of it. They don't have a smoke screen. They don't have 50 social media posts a week to try to promote something they're doing. They're just doing it. It's time for us to start listening. It's time we put down our outdated traditions and follow their lead.